Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. This is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to be joined by Stephen King, Executive Director of Sales at IP Infusion. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you, Allison. Glad to be here.
So why don't we just start with an introduction on IP Infusion and your role at the company?
IP Infusion traditionally for the past almost 20 years has provided layer 2, 3, and MPLS networking protocols to network equipment manufacturers. And with the advent of SDN and white box and open compute, we've also moved into providing an open compute network OS. And primarily for today's discussion, we're going to touch on our virtualized network operating system called Vernos. And my role at the company is to work with some of our larger customers to help them determine what their needs are, both current and future needs, and help them achieve their short and long-term goals through the use of our technologies.
So why don't you tell me about Vernos and why IP Infusion added this to your portfolio?
We were starting to see demand from our customers about 4 years ago for a virtualized network OS. And while there may be a few on the market, there were things that we could provide that were somewhat unique for our customers, primarily MPLS, the fact that it's carrier grade. It's based on protocols that have been in the market for so long and have been proven and battle hardened, as it were, through our traditional customers. And also in working with partners such as On.Lab and NovaFlow and others, we're able to provide a bridge between the up-and-coming protocols, such as OpenFlow, and traditional networks, things like OSPF and BGP and MPLS.
I was at Mobile World Congress earlier this year and saw a pretty exciting announcement come from IP Infusion. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
The work that we're doing with NovaFlow is they provide, of course, their scale-out router, which leverages SDN and OpenFlow to provide essentially a disaggregated network to the market. But one of the things that they were missing was the ability to bridge to traditional protocols such as OSPF, BGP, and MPLS. And that's what we provide in the partnership, is the ability to marry the two, the emerging protocols such as OpenFlow and traditional networking protocols.
Why is that so important, bridging between the traditional and new emerging protocols?
Well, our customers want to achieve all the promises of SDN and OpenFlow and these emerging technologies. When they go to deploy, they have to deploy into a traditional network. And so in order to gain the advantages of being able to stand up services faster or to be able to scale their hardware more quickly and, of course, reduce OpEx and CapEx, they need not only the newer protocols, but they need a bridge to traditional protocols. And probably the biggest service that we see demand for in terms of traditional protocols and something that OpenFlow does not have yet are L2 and L3 VPNs. Those are very, very important in the marketplace, not provided by the emerging protocols yet. And so we're able to provide those in a traditional network while people are achieving the promise of SDN and NFV.
Can you tell me who you're partnering with to deliver Vernos to the marketplace?
We deliver Vernos right now directly to the marketplace, to end customers. And we are also working with multiple of our traditional customers, network equipment manufacturers, that want to add a virtual router to their portfolio. We are seeing some traction with system integrators as well, and actually deployed in the world's largest provider network in kind of a testing capacity to, again, provide that overlay, the bridge between the old and the new.
IP Infusion is a member of the Network Builders Program. Why don't you give me some sense as why you decided to join Network Builders and what value that's bringing the company?
We joined it for two reasons, both for our traditional product. There we've done an integration in with the Red Rock Canyon chipset, and also for our Vernos product, where we're using quite a few of the Intel technologies that help to accelerate development. We're using the DPDK, of course, Intel QAT for our IPsec encryption. We're using some of the Intel CPU extensions for managing what portions of the application run on which CPUs. And of course, all of this is built on top of Wind River Linux as one of our offerings, and also tested with Intel NIC cards. So there's a great deal of technology that's provided by Intel to make it easier to develop and deploy this type of technology.
When you look out at 2016, what do you think is going to be key to driving scale in deployments of these solutions?
The three use cases we're seeing that are driving that demand is one, more demand for virtual CPEs. So end customers also want the flexibility to be able to provide generic hardware within the customer premises and more easily upgrade that and not have to change out boxes on a frequent basis. Number two, in the data center, customers, such as the announcement that we made in January with NEC, want to more easily be able to stand up services. And then the third one that's driving everything is this notion of bridging between the emerging protocols, such as OpenFlow, and traditional networking protocols. What we're seeing this year is we have probably 10 times or more the number of evaluations active at the moment. And so I think we finally turned the corner in terms of customers feeling that they need to start deploying these services and making serious plans to do so.
Can you tell me a little bit about the process by which you bring your technology into an end customer environment and it's evaluated prior to full-scale deployment?
It's fairly similar to our traditional model. In the past, of course, they would take our source code and then compile it and test it out in that fashion. Now we're essentially just delivering it in a pre-compiled version in object form. And so we'll put in place an evaluation license, and for some period of time, they'll run that in their network and put it through their paces. Typically, they also want to test out NFV or SDN applications and services on top of that. The one thing that I will say is different is the customer typically wants to test out their entire architecture with all the applications on top of it before they start procuring. Whereas when they're building a traditional networking box, as it were, they're just interested in the protocols that will go inside of the box. And so the evaluation cycle is a little bit shorter. But now people are more serious about testing out the end-to-end solution, as it were, and then going and procuring all of the pieces. The cycle takes a little bit longer, and customers want to make sure that everything interops and works as planned.
If folks are interested in finding out more about Vernus and the other solutions that you're bringing to market, where should they go for more information?
www.ipinfusion.com. And from there, they can find out more about our products and services. And there are forms they can fill out to request an evaluation of any of these technologies.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the program today.
You bet. Thank you.